My very precious daughter, unfortunately, she lost her voice.
虽然我过去两个礼拜跟她也一直在练习今天的，也跟她传讲今天的信息。
Although for the past 2 weeks, we've been practicing together.
她也一直很有心，一直到昨天也要求我们为她祷告，到今天早上来的时候，九点半的时候，她还认为她可以上来翻译。
She had a great desire to want to translate. Even up to last night and this morning, I prayed with her for her to do this.
但是在十分钟前，我发现她的声音，她也觉得她今天可能没有办法在这里有一个钟头的翻译。
But 10 minutes before service started, we realized that she might not have the voice to translate for an hour.
我觉得今天是一个神很幽默，给我们这个机会，当场要抓一个人上来翻译。
I feel that today is very special that we can grab someone else to come up here to translate.
我实在很感谢神，在这个整个服事的过程里面，有一些弟兄姊妹，他们也帮助我在文字上能够已经先翻成英文，能够让我的女儿她能够比较熟悉这些今天的大纲。
I'm very grateful that in the process of preparing this talk, that there have been other people who have been helping me translate this to English to help Karen translate this better.
可是今天我更感谢神的是，他要在我们中间要预备每一个人，都是随时神都叫你上来服事，你就要能够来服事神。
But I'm also grateful today that the Lord calls us at any time. Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主，我们今天再一次来仰望你。
Lord, we just come here again to just praise you.
真的，不管人怎么预备，事情都可能会改变。
Lord, no matter how much we prepare, things can always change.
只有你不改变。
You are the only unchanging one.
主啊，我们所能够依靠的就是你自己。
The only person we can depend upon is you.
主啊，今天早晨，但愿你越过我们每一个人的软弱。
Lord, we thank you that you can work through our weaknesses.
而且让你的荣耀，你的心意在这里仍然被传讲出来。
And we just pray that your glory would just shine through us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 最近有许多人常常跟我谈到说，好像发现现在忧郁症的情况越来越严重。
Lately, in my conversations with friends, there have been a lot of people that have been telling me that it seems like more and more so, there's been more depression in our society.
而且这个忧郁症的情况的年龄层次也越来越低。
And it seems like depression has been hitting younger and younger people.
在我十几岁的时候，我第一个我不知道什么叫做忧郁症，第二个我不知道说什么小孩子也会得忧郁症。
When I was younger, I never heard anything about depression, and I never realized that younger kids could get depression.
那到底是什么使得我们会得忧郁呢？
So what is it that can cause us to be depressed?
医学上面有很多的研究，也很有价值，也很有它的价值。
Medical science has revealed a lot of valuable insights into this area.
但是在我个人，我所接触的许多的弟兄姊妹的情况，用它来对照着圣经的真理的时候。
But through my ministering to brothers and sisters, I realized that, that there's a lot of truth in the Bible as well.
我发现有一个很简单，可是却是很重要的原因。
I found that there's one simple but very significant reason.
那就是你的忧郁是因为你不断的希望，可是你又不断的失望所造成的。
I found that, that there's a continuous loss of hope, in this life.
你说今天你讲的不是废话吗？这个失望当然心情就会不好嘛。
Aren't you saying that this is obvious?
可是你要知道，当你每一次都希望有一件事情发生，而每一次它又不照你的希望发生，你如果不能够把它交托出去，每一次的失望就累积在你的里面。
If you really desire something and you don't get it, and there's no outlet for that, you will be depressed.
那当然你就会，这些忧郁，这些失望就会压得你有一天成为忧郁症。
These disappointments will weigh heavily upon you, and cause you to be depressed.
你知道，当一个人他有一个目标，不管他是想要考100分，他考不到，或者想讨一个人的欢喜，他得不到的时候，他就会失望。
No matter what the goal is, if you have a goal and you can't reach it, whether it be getting 100 on a test or desiring for someone and you can't get it, it will cause disappointments.
所以我们看有目标你达不到你会失望。
If there's a goal, you can't reach it, you will be disappointed.
有目标到时候你追到的时候这个目标改变了你也会失望。
There's a goal, you reach for it and you succeed, but the goal changes, you will also be disappointed.
还有更严重的是今天好多人他不知道他的目标在哪里所以他不知道他在忙什么在做什么他更失望。
And this is probably the worst. There are people who don't even know what their goal is in life, and so they're just busy all the time with no purpose.
所以今天我信息的主要的负担就是我们到底是什么样的是一个我们永远不改变可以追求的目标。
So today, the burden of my message is about a goal that we can all strive for that will never change.
而且这个目标，当你去在追求的过程里面，你每天你都在储蓄，就是你都存着，不会说今天你存的东西到明天就丢掉，你一直在累积这个往那个目标去的 credit.
And this goal never changes. So as you build toward that goal, everything that you build toward is not for naught.
我们常常认为我们的喜乐是跟我们的美貌有关系。Beauty.
A lot of times we believe that our joy is based upon our beauty.
我们的聪明，我们的钱财。
Our intellect or our wealth.
我们有很好的成就，我们公司开得很好，而且我们也有很好的儿女。
Or our achievements, like we're very successful in business, or we raised good kids.
但是这些喜乐，弟兄姊妹，都可能是暂时的。
But all those things I found might be short-lived.
因为有一天你的美貌会失去。
Because one day your beauty will be gone.
有时候你突然变得你的脑筋没有像以前那么好了，你也会很失望。
Or your intellect might start to dwindle.
那更不要谈，当你的孩子到了16岁，他就在你面前天天讲说，我要到很远的地方去，我以后就可以自己生活了。
Or you have a teenager who just wants to go far, far away from home.
所以我们要，如果我们的喜乐完全是摆在这些外面的东西的时候，你一定会失望。
So if we place our hope and our goals upon these external things, we will definitely be disappointed.
而我刚刚所讲到的这些事情是神乐意，他根本不吝啬，他是想给我们的祝福。
And all these things I mentioned, those are things that God wants to bless us with.
可是你如果把这些当作是你的目标，你的快乐要非要有这些的时候，你一定会失望。
But if you let these things...all these things to be the center of your life, your goal, you will be disappointed.
所以今天我们的信息是要接着看来腓立比书第三章，我们要看12-16节。
So today we're going to be looking in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12-16.
如果你有你自己的圣经，我还是希望你打开，然后你可以在上面做一些记号或笔记。
If you have your own Bibles, I would like you to open it and you can take your own notes.
刚刚我们是青年人的诗班，他们所唱的那个 "Knowing You" 认识你，就是腓立比书第三章的前面1-11节所讲的。
The song that we sang earlier, "Knowing You," or the song that the young adults sang earlier, talks about Philippians 3:1-11.
那里保罗讲到说，他在认识耶稣基督以前，他是以什么为他的可以夸口他的喜乐？
The Apostle Paul talks about how before he met Christ, what did he put his hope into? What did he put as his goal?
他那里说他是靠他是犹太人，他祖宗的遗传，还有。他那么热心于那个犹太教，他以那个为他的喜乐，为他的夸耀。
He based his confidence on his racial heritage that he was Jewish, and on keeping the religious law.
他的喜乐是靠他肉体上所做的。
His joy was based upon his flesh.
可是当他得救了以后，他整个人生观改变了。
But after he met Christ and after he's saved by Christ, his whole viewpoint changed.
他不但说我们要靠主喜乐，而且他说我要以耶稣基督为我追求的标杆。
Not only does he find his joy in Christ, but he allowed Jesus Christ to be his goal, to be the person he pursues.
我们一起，我们来一节一节的，我们先读中文12节。 这里说中文的跟我来，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。那个英文组来读十二节。
Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
十三节，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Verse 13, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you.
最后一节，然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
好，我们现在要先把这几节的经文，我们一节一节的，我们来看它其中的意思。
We're going to take a look at these verses, and we're going to go one verse at a time and take a look at what each verse has to say.
在第一节十二节里面，他说到保罗一开始说，这不是说我已经得着了，他这样说，我或者可以得着。
In Philippians 3:12, Paul says that he hasn't, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect.
为什么保罗在这里讲的那个讲话的语气，好像他就这么没有把握呢？
How come it sounds like Paul doesn't have confidence?
你知道，因为在我们一个人追求一个事情的时候，你必须要有一个不自满的态度，你才能够有那个动力去追求。不自满 ，dissatisfaction, discontent, desire.
All right, that when you chase after a goal, you have to have discontentment to have that desire to chase after that goal.
可是对我们每一个得救的人来讲，你这个得救，这是绝对要有的把握。
But for those of us who have been saved, we have to have confidence.
因为这个我们的救恩救赎是耶稣基督他在十字架上已经完成的事实。
Because our salvation was already paid for at the cross.
我们不但要相信，而且我们要安息在这个磐石上面。
Not only must we believe, but we must also
rest upon
this truth.
可是基督徒他不但得救，他后面还有每天要成圣以及将来得荣耀的这些过程。
But for the Christian, it's not only about salvation, but also sanctification.
对，我们就必须在这些成圣跟将来要得荣耀的这个目标上面，我们要天天的靠着主，我们不要往前走。
In order for us to be sanctified, we need to depend on the Lord to continue to move forward.
所以保罗在这里说，这不是说我已经得着了，我乃是竭力追求。他的意思就是我要一直的追求，往更高的去。
So Paul says here he hasn't obtained it is because he has a goal and he wants to continually move toward that goal.
十二节的后半段就比较难了。
In verse 12, the last part is a little bit more difficult.
那你说得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的，或者我可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
得着我的什么东西呢？
Press on for what?
所以在中文、英文里面都说得着我的，得着我的什么东西呢？
Press on for what?
在我继续的来一直思想，我的理解是这样，他要得到我，就是得到我这个全人，得到我的身体，得到我的心。
This is how I would translate it, that Christ would take hold of me, and my heart, and my life.
我就是耶稣基督的目标，他上了十字架，就是要得到我这个全人。
Jesus went to the cross because he wants all of me.
他不是只是要让我不下地狱而已。
It's not about me not going to hell.
他要让我，他在我身上有一个极大的心意，他要让我和其他的圣徒一个和整个教会一起被建造起来。
He wants to see me and all of the body of Christ be built up.
而且在永恒里面，我要跟他一起享受荣耀。
And in heaven, I will enjoy with him together.
中文的翻译就他后面就更加上了一句话，一个括号 ，parenthesis。
In the Chinese translation, there's a parenthesis.
他那里又好像没有把握，他说或者得到基督所要得着我，然后加上说或者要叫我去得的。
In the parenthesis, it says that or to call me to go and take hold of it.
Very good. 他的意思就是说，不但耶稣得到我，而且他也希望我去得到耶稣。
So, in that translation, it says, not only does Jesus want to take complete hold of me, but I need to go and take hold.
所以这是保罗在这里说，他的目标，他的标杆是什么呢？
So, Paul here, what is his goal? What is his destination?
就是我这个人不仅仅得救，我这个人的一生要献作活祭，要被耶稣基督所得到。
So he says his goal is to allow Jesus to completely take hold of him.
而且我也要得到耶稣基督。
And I also want to receive Jesus into my life and take hold of him.
这就是我们今天信息要讲的标杆。
This is what we want to talk about today.
那十三节就告诉我们他要以怎么样的一个追求的态度。
Verse 13, it talks about how he's going to chase after this.
他说要忘记背后，努力面前的。
He says you need to forget what lies behind and strive toward what is ahead.
什么叫做忘记背后？
What does it mean to forget what is behind?
不是说我的记忆力坏掉了，我想不起来以前的事情了。
It doesn't mean that your memory is, you're losing your memory and that your mind is going.
因为事实上来讲，人没不可能完全忘记你以前的事情的。
Because it's impossible to completely forget your past. It's impossible.
你看医学上面他们做一些实验的时候，他可以在让你睡觉让你催眠的状况之下，让你把以前忘记的事情可以叫出来。
There have been instances where they could, in a hypnotic state, get you to recall things from your past.
今天其实我们在记忆力里面，只是你那个 link， 你那个连接的东西，好像暂时被失效了 ，disable the link。That's fine.
Okay.
我们过去以前很多受伤犯罪那个受伤害或者我犯下了错误的事实，我们事实上我们不可能完全的忘记。
There might be a lot of wrong or a lot of wounds in the past that we can't completely forget.
可是保罗在这里说要忘记背后，他的意思是向着面前的，他的意思是说我不要被过去的东西来 control， 来把我抓住。
What Paul is saying here is not to lose your memory of it, but it's to not let the past control you.
我不是一直活在过去里面，被拉的每天就不能够往前走。
I'm not going to be held back from these past hurts so that I can't move forward.
前几天我听到一个姊妹，她讲到一个比喻。
A couple days ago, I heard a sister share this.
你知道他问说，你知道牛有几个胃吗
？Do you know how many stomachs a cow has？
牛有好几个胃，对不对
？It has many。
这些胃是用来做什么的
？Well, why does he need so many stomachs? What is it used for？
因为他吃下的东西从这里走到那里，从那里又走出来，又走回来。
Because it eats food and it goes in one stomach into another and then back into another。
今天我们很多的人就是把过去的伤害、做错的事情就摆在里面。没事的时候又把它吐出来，再吃一下。
A lot of us do what the cow does with our hurts and with our past. That we just like the cow, we have it inside of us, and every so often we let it come out again.
所以我们的过去的错误，我们过去的失败，过去的痛苦啊，就一天到晚把我搞到我睡也不能睡，我浑身无力。
So our past hurts and our past wounds cause us to have sleepless nights, cause us to be anxious.
其实真的要神在圣经里面 要我们怎么样的东西，要我们这么反复的 来思想的呢？到底什么才是我们应该这样 像牛一样摆在胃里面这样反复 来思想的？
Do you know what it is that we really need to digest and think about?
那就是神的话语。
And that's God's word.
神给我们的恩典。
Grace.
The Lord gave us grace.
我们心里面常常充满了感恩，看人都是正面的。我常常想到这些感谢主的事情，常常来想，我心里面充满了喜乐。
We need to think about all the blessings that God has given us, and it will give us joy.
我们没有办法忘记过去已经成就的事实。
There's no way that we can remember what happened in the past.
可是我们可以靠主的恩典来改变它的意义。
But we can use God's grace to help us move forward.
To
change its meaning.
你记得创世纪里面讲到那个约瑟被他的弟兄卖掉了。
You remember in Joseph, in the Bible, it talks about Joseph being sold by his brother.
等到后来他做了宰相，他的弟兄跑到他面前来要粮食的时候，认出来这个就是我以前卖掉的弟兄。
When he became a top official in Egypt, his brothers recognized him that Joseph was the one that they sold.
那当然，这些弟兄们都吓得半死，他想他们今天没命了。
Of course, the brothers were very, very scared because of what they've done to Joseph.
可是约瑟他当时的反应是什么呢？
But what was Joseph's reaction?
他没有紧抓住，他没有想起说以前你们这样卖我，好，今天我来吓死你们。
He didn't hold a grudge. He didn't say, because of what you've done to me, today I'm going to scare you.
他反而安慰他的弟兄。
Rather, he comforted his brothers.
他说不要，你们不要因为把我卖到这里来而自忧自恨。
Do not worry because you've sold me in the past.
你要不知道，神差我比你们先到埃及，乃是为了要保全你们的性命。
And Joseph said, God has allowed this so that I could become a powerful official in Egypt to save you.
你看到吗？约瑟他不是忘记过去，他乃是给他一个新的意义。
So you see, Joseph didn't forget the past, but rather he had a new perspective on how to view it.
保罗在这里说，我们不但要忘记背后，而且我们要向前，向着努力面前的。
Paul says, not only are we to forget what lies behind, but we're to strive toward what is ahead.
就像一个赛跑的选手一样，他不看他旁边有太多的打扰，他要眼睛一直看着他的目标。
It's like a runner in a race, that the runner is not worried aboutwhat's going on the side, but he has a goal and he's running toward it.
而且他还必须要克服所有可能拦阻他往前跑的试探困难。
And he has to push aside any type of difficulties that might inhibit him from reaching that goal.
忘记背后，努力面前的。
Forgetting what is behind, striving towards what is ahead.
还不止那些不好的事情。
Not only those things that aren't good.
我现在要谈，连过去好的事情，你都不能够被他一直沉浸在里头不往前走。
Not only can things, bad things of the past hold you back, but also good things as well.
比如说我最近发现，我一直因为有在美国的生活，有时候常常有一些同工，他们就是要搬家。
As I've met people who's constantly moving.
尤其好像我们在教会里面啊，好不容易这个同工已经在这里有十年甚至十五年，我们很好的默契的，结果一下子环境改变，他必须要走。
There's people that even in church that we've had a relationship for many, many years, but then all of a sudden things change and they have to move.
你看过去几年来我们走掉多少真的是有恩赐在教会里面忠心的服侍的弟兄姊妹。
And you'll see that in the past couple of years, there's been many godly brothers and sisters who had to move elsewhere.
每次当这些同工走的时候，对我这个软弱的人来讲的话，我都很不甘愿。
When these very precious brothers and sisters and co-workers of mine had to move, for me, it's very troubling.
我总是想说，他走了怎么办？这些事情谁来做？就没有爱主的人已经不多了，为什么神又要把他带走呢？
I start to worry and become anxious, and I start thinking, why is this happening? Why do they have to move? It's just so hard.
可是这两年来，我感谢神，他开了我的眼睛。
But I'm really, really thankful for the past 2 years. God has really opened my eyes.
他兴起更多的弟兄姊妹们来补上这些。
He really raised up and called many other brothers and sisters to fill these the work that's needed to be done in this church.
他让我很清楚地知道，我不要，我一定要忘记背后的。
The Lord made it clear that I need to forget what is behind.
虽然这个童工他有很多的恩赐，他非常的忠心，可是神的旨意要把他带走。
Even though these precious brothers and sisters and co-workers of mine did great work in the past, the Lord has called them to something else.
我们就必须放手。
And I need to let go.
我们要看到我们往前面的，我怎么样再栽培更多的弟兄姊妹来做更大更多的事情。
We need to start seeing what other brothers and sisters can be raised up to do the work at the church.
所以我们看到我们这对每一个人都是我们这一生要学习的功课。
So for all of us, this is something that we need to practice.
而且当我们真的真心仰靠主的时候，神要把更多更美的事情让摆在我们的周围。
And when we trust God and we strive toward Him, God wants to bless us even more and show us even more amazing things.
向着标杆直跑。向着标杆直跑。十四节说向着标杆直跑。Verse 14.
Press on toward the goal.
这里说直跑，要一直跑，往前跑。
Press on toward the goal means to keep going. And run toward the goal.
这个直跑有至少有两方面简单的意思。
Press on toward the goal. There's two meanings.
那就是不要停在那里，不往前走。
It means don't stand still, just wasting time.
那值得跑。
You have to keep running.
亚伯拉罕，他当神呼召他出他自己的家乡的时候，他就是停在了哈兰，他不走了。
When Abraham was called out of his hometown, he moved, but then he stopped at Haran.
那后来他在那个迦南地，他好不容易又到迦南地，碰到饥荒，结果他就弯了路，走到埃及去了。
Abraham,
go to Egypt okay, because of the famine.
Because of a great famine, eventually, Abraham through winding paths ended up in Egypt.
我们每一个人在我们人生的路上面，你都可能有停止或者走歪路的时候。
In our lives, there's always going to be time where we might be stopping or we might take a side path.
这是没有办法避免的事情。可是我们要从这些里面，我们来学我们的功课。
Sometimes it's very, very difficult to avoid, but we can learn from these experiences.
我今天只愿意跟弟兄姊妹在我们追求属灵的事情上面有一点勉励。
属灵 spiritual, pursuing spiritual thing as an encouragement.
Okay, I haven't...
I have some words about pursuing the spiritual gift.
Okay, I have some things to share about pursuing spiritual things.
刚刚我们唱的最后一诗歌叫做他自己，是 A.B. Simpson 写的。
The last hymn that we sang was by A.B. Simpson called Himself.
那首诗歌里面唱的时候讲到了说，不是神迹，不是医治成为我追求的目标。
In that hymn, it says that it's not
miracle.
It's not miracles.
Not the healing.
Or healing.
Or the gift.
Or the gift that I seek after.
我为什么要特别提出这件事情呢？
Why am I mentioning this in particular?
因为在我们属灵追求的事情上面，我们一定会碰到有些神迹，有需要神迹的时候，有需要医治的时候。
Because as we pursue these spiritual gifts, there's going to be moments where we need these gifts.
而且在圣经的教导里面，在我们基督徒的经历里面，神迹、奇事、医治是一定神要给我们经历的。
And as we grow in our spiritual walks, the healing, the blessings, these are things that in proper time he'll tell us when to use.
我就知道我们中间听到多少的癌症，我们在我们中间有癌症的弟兄姊妹，有脑出血、脑瘤破的姊妹，有各样的难处的人，因着弟兄姊妹的祷告，他们得到了医治。
I know that even in our own congregation, that you know people struggling with cancer, other illnesses, we prayed for them, and we've seen healing.
神为什么要做这些事情呢？
Why does God do these things?
耶稣基督为什么他自己在地上传道的时候，他也必须做这件事情呢？
how come when Jesus was here on earth, he also must have done these things?
因为他要借着这些神迹、奇事、医治，让那些信心不坚定的人看到了这些，他们可以来认识耶稣，就是那个弥赛亚。
He did all these miracles, these healings and blessings because he wanted the people to see that he is the Messiah.
所以约翰福音里面他写的说，他我经历了这么多的神迹，就是要叫你们能够信耶稣就是基督。John 20, the Gospel of John.
All right, so in the Gospel of John 20, Jesus did many of these miraculous signs so that people will come to know that he's the Messiah.
那可是我们现在再反过来讲，可是我们发现在耶稣行神迹的过程中，他对那些来一天到晚追着他要看神迹的人，他的反应是怎么样呢？
Let's take a look. What was his reaction to those who chased after him?
当那些人要他吃了五饼二鱼饱了以后，又要想叫他来变出一些食物给他们的时候，或者带了许多的病人，希望耶稣来医治他们，耶稣是怎么样反应呢？
What did he say to the people who brought tons of people over to want because they want Jesus to feed them, or those people who brought a lot of people who are sick because they wanted Jesus to heal them?
圣经很清楚告诉我们，耶稣离开他们走了。
It's very clear that in the Bible that Jesus just walked away.
那我们就很奇怪，到底神迹在整个我的 spiritual journey， 在我整个属灵的追求里面，到底占着什么样的地位？
To pursuing this the spiritual miracles.
All right. So what do miracles and healing have to do with my chasing after God?
我用一个很简单的例子来说明到底我们追求的目标是什么。
I'll share with you something very simple to let you know what is it that we're chasing after.
弟兄姊妹，请原谅我，当我要讲这一段信息的时候，我知道有些人听了可能你不是那么同意或者不是那么舒服。
I apologize beforehand. Some of the things I might share might make you uncomfortable.
可是这个追求目标，什么是我们直接直跑不走弯路的目标？这个信息对我来讲，我觉得我必须把这个负担、把这个真理讲在弟兄姊妹面前。
Because we're talking about chasing after God, going toward Him, I feel like I really need to share this.
我们在高速公路上面开车的时候，你今天要到华盛顿 DC 去，你在路上隔一阵子，你都会看到有个路牌，对不对 ？Sign.
If you're driving down to Washington, D.C. on the highway, you're going to see a sign.
在约翰福音很有意思，约翰福音他记载说耶稣所行的这个神迹的时候，这个神迹这个字，它不是用 miraculous， 它是 miracle， 它不是用这个，它是用 miraculous signs， 它用 sign 这一个字。
In the Gospel of John,
it uses the term miraculous sign, the word signs.
他用这个记号来代表神迹。
He talks about signs to refer to miracles.
记号是不是目标呢？是不是你的目的地呢？
Is the sign the actual goal, the destination?
我们都知道不是。
We all know that it's not.
你看到那个高速公路上的那个招牌的时候，你看到那个记号，你知道说我的目标是在这个记号所指的那个方向去。
When you see a sign, you realize that the goal, the destination, the final place is actually ahead.
有没有人可以一天到晚就在那里看那个记号，一直享受？哇，这记号做得多美，做得太漂亮，它能够达到目标呢？
Can anyone who stands in front of the sign and adores the sign and appreciates the sign ever reach its destination?
有没有多少人能够把这同样的记号今天摆在这条高速公路上，结果他把同样的记号搬到另外一条高速上摆，让人家能够从那条看着那个记号走到目的地呢？
Can someone take the sign that you're take one sign take lift it up and then put it on another highway?
所以同样的神迹可能对 Jero 可以用，能不能一定我要求那样的同样的神迹能够做法能够在我身上生效呢？
So one kind of spiritual gift can be used by one person, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it could be used by another person.
所以这为什么我们需要神迹？
So why do we need spiritual gifts?
因为神迹是在我们追求的路上里面的时候，一直让我们坚定我们的信心。我知道说我没有走错，我现在还在这条路上面。
Because spiritual gifts serve as a signpost to let us know that we're going on the right path, that we're going toward the destination.
可是另一方面来讲，我们在追求的时候，我们不要眼睛一直看着这个记号而不往前走。
But we don't want the signs. We don't want to stand.Just to stand in front of the signs and focus on the signs and not move forward ahead.
A.B. Simpson, 他写了这首 Himself 这首的诗歌。
A.B. Simpson wrote this hymn himself.
他这个人，他14岁的时候，他得了精神忧郁症。
When he was 14, he was depressed.
他非常的优秀，他非常的好强，可是他那个时候学习功课那么多，他感觉每次被这个困扰，他精神上面就有很重的负担。
He had a great desire to learn and great desire for God, but he felt this tremendous mental oppression.
他在神面前迫切的求医治。
He came before the Lord and he was supernaturally healed.
他被医治了。
He's been healed.
他接下来的一段时间里面，他就在各地传讲神医治的这个大能。
Afterwards, he was overjoyed and filled with the Spirit, and he began preaching.
可是到了他越来越年长，到他写这首诗歌的时候，
when it came time to write this hymn,
我们看到他说：“我求的不是那个神迹，不是医治。”我求的乃是主自己。
And you'll see here that in the hymn, he says, I don't desire the spiritual gifts or the healing, but my desire is Christ Himself.
几个礼拜前，有一位弟兄他特别送了一个 email 给我，让我去看，因为那个 email 是讲到关于另外一位神的仆人 D.L. Moody 的事情。
This past week, I received another email about D.L. Moody.
他告诉我说，他花了好多的功夫在网络上到处找了他，终于找到了第二目的。曾经走在一个大街上的时候，被圣灵浇灌的一个经历。
And he said he searched through the internet to learn more about D.L. Moody, and finally he found
spiritual pouring.
A story about
spiritual pouring
about a spiritual pouring upon D.L. Moody.
他说。第二目的，他就是有过这样的经历，所以他这一生的就追求主更有把握。
And it says because of this spiritual pouring that D.L. Moody had this confidence to chase after the Lord.
可是为什么这么困难？我们现在要问一个问题，就是说 D.L. Moody 他有这样的 supernatural 的经历是不能否认的事实。
The fact that D.L. Moody had this very spiritual experience is
undeniable.
Is undeniable.
可是为什么要这么困难的在第二目的自己的讲章中，在他所有的写他的传记里面，这一段东西只占了很小的一部分呢？
But how come in all these writings by D.L. Moody, this supernatural experience only took a very, very small portion of the writings?
弟兄姊妹，我们不要一昧的否认神迹。
Brothers,
我们不要说那个神迹是迷信。
Brothers and sisters, let's not say that these, you know, there's no use for these spiritual gifts.
我们需要有神迹来坚固我们的信心。
We need spiritual gifts to encourage us and to build us up.
而且这个神迹显明说一定有神的作为在这，我们所信的是真实的。
What we believe is true.
These spiritual gifts allow us to know that what we believe is true.
可是我们不要一天就是拿着这个神迹在那里看来看来看来看着期望这些事情发生而你不往前走。
But let us not be so focused on these spiritual gifts that we can't move forward.
就像今天早晨发生的这个事情。
Just like this morning, this thing that happened this morning.
当 Karen 前两天开始她的喉咙不行的时候。
About 2 days ago when her throat started, when she started losing her voice.
他昨天下午两点半打电话来说 Daddy, 请你为我祷告明天我能够得医治。
And yesterday she called around 2:30 and said, please pray for me so that I could help translate.
今天早晨我跟我的妻子 在每天为他们孩子祷告的时候，我们特别说，神啊，若是你许可，你真的让 Karen 今天经历你的神迹。
As I was praying with my wife this morning for our kids, we prayed a special prayer for Karen that she be able to do this.
如果 Karen 今天突然神迹又好了又亮了，我们是不是应该感谢赞美主呢？
So if somehow miraculously Karen just was healed, shouldn't we praise God and thank Him?
可是我们在信心里面，我们向神应该有一个这样的态度。
We have to have this attitude.
Before the Lord, we have to have this kind of attitude.
神啊，你是所有，你是万能的主，你一切都在你的主权里面。
That God, you are a sovereign God, and everything is under your control.
如果今天你允许 Karen 喉咙还是不好。
Now today you still allow Karen's throat to be the same way.
求你兴起另外一个人来代替她。
We ask that you would call someone else to take her place.
或者你用其他的方式让我知道，神，你是一直与我们同在。
Or you use another way to remind us that God, you are always sovereign and you never change.
求神恩待我们，让我们清楚的来认识圣灵在我们身上有各方面的工作。
Sin and spirit have different kind of work.
All right, we know that God has different kinds of work on us.
他可以医治我们，也可以安慰我们。
He can heal us, and he can also comfort us.
可是他也可以责备我们，也可以管教我们。
But he can also discipline us.
有时候发生了神迹的时候，让我们高兴的，我们可以拍手欢呼。
Sometimes some things happen that we could just be so joyful that we're clapping.
可是很多的时候，他做事的时候，也让我们默默的看着他，好像不着痕迹，可是默默无声的在那里做。
But also a lot of times,
he's silent. He's doing it silent.
All right, but also a lot of times, God works silently and quietly.
求神让我们脱离以色列老百姓在旷野的光景。
We ask God that He will allow us to
avoid like the Israelite people.
To avoid what the Israelites have done.
他们在旷野里面没有水喝了，没有肉吃了，他们就要摩西显神迹给他们看。
That when they're in the desert and there is no water and no food, they demanded that God show them a miracle.
当一有神迹出来，他们就高兴欢呼赞美神。
And then when the miracle came, they were overjoyed.
当一没有事情照他们想象的祷告成就的时候，他们就埋怨神。
And when things don't go their way, and they prayed and didn't happen, they strayed away from the Lord.
求神让我们像摩西一样知道神做事的法则。
Let us be like Moses, that we understand the heart of God.
The way of God.
The way of God.
所以这就是我说向着标杆直跑的负担的意义。
So this is what I mean, to strive toward the head, to press on toward the goal.
不要跑弯路。
Not to go toward the left or the right.
我们要耶稣基督自己成为我们的目标。
We need to have Christ Jesus as our goal.
而且我们也要被主得到。
And we also need to be taken hold of by Christ.
那么十四节的后段说，在基督耶稣里要得到从上面召我来的奖赏。
And the last part of verse 14 says, "For the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus."
有人说，那么得奖赏，那我追求主就是想得奖赏，这不是太自私了吗？
And it says, "I'm pursuing God just to receive a prize." Doesn't that make me selfish?
哎，这个问题你想过没有？
Have you ever thought of this before?
说我追求，我就是什么奖赏都不要，我算了，我也不要得那个奖赏，表示我一点都不自私。
I can say that I don't want to receive this prize to show that I'm not selfish.
我们来想想看，如果今天有一个爸爸，他要叫孩子学走路，要他走到他面前来。
So let's think about this. Let's say there's a father today who wants to teach the child how to walk toward him.
他拿了一个奖品说，乖，你走过来，你走直了，走直了，你走到这里来，我就把这个奖品给你。
So let's say he has a prize in his hand, and he says, "Walk toward me. And if you walk toward me, I'll give you this prize."
或者今天我们不要讲小孩子，我们今天爸爸父母告诉孩子说，你能够怎么样嘛听话，达到一个目标，那么我就给你一个奖品。
Or let's talk about how we can say you can tell a child.If you are obedient and you do these things, then I'll give you this prize.
那这个孩子说，我不要那么自私，为了得奖品讨你的喜欢。
Do we see the kid saying, no, I don't want the prize. I don't want to be selfish.
到底你得到奖品的时候是谁快乐呢？
When you receive the prize, who is happy? Who's overjoyed?
是那个要准备给你奖品的人，他快乐嘛，对不对？
It's the person who's giving you the prize. He's happy.
所以我们看到这两个人得奖品的跟给奖品的人都是非常的快乐。
And so we see here that the person who receives the prize and the person who's giving the prize both are happy.
你一点都不在乎那个奖品，才是令人失望的事。
If you don't care about the prize, that's very sad.
而在这里说是在基督耶稣里得到奖赏。
And we say that this is the prize toward
in Jesus
Christ.
只有我们这些得救的人，我们被宝血得救的人，才有份得到它。
Only for those of us who are saved can receive this prize.
而且这个奖品是说从上面招我来得的奖品。
And this prize is from heaven.
是天上的奖品。
Is heaven's prize.
不是地上能够坏的东西。
It's not something here on earth that can rot and be destroyed.
你可以想象当保罗写这在什么环境里面写这一段话。
You have to remember the kind of environment the Apostle Paul was in when he wrote this.
他是被关在监牢里头。
He was in jail.
他被关在监牢里面的时候，他说：“忘记背后，努力面前。”
He was in jail, and he's saying, "Forget what lies behind and strive toward what is ahead."
他说：“我要得到基督耶稣给我的奖赏。”
I want to receive the prize for which Christ Jesus has for me.
当我们在困难的时候
，When we face difficulties,
求神给我们像保罗这样的眼光。
Let's ask God to give us the same perspective that Apostle Paul had.
我不要一直看到我的难处看得这么大。
I don't want to keep looking at our difficulties and make it look huge.
向前看，往前跑。
Look forward and run forward.
向上看，仰望主耶稣基督的帮助。
To look up toward heaven and to receive Christ Jesus' help.
接下来我要把这一段经文，我整体的稍微用三个英文字来整理一下。
I want to summarize and tie together using three words.
第一个在十二十三节里面讲到要追求那个标杆的那个动机是什么？
In verse 12, the desire, the motivation, what is it?
必须要有一个渴望，你要追求那个从那个标杆，你不自满。
That you have to be, you can't be satisfied. You have to want to pursue, want to chase after the goal.
保罗他虽然他比他同年龄的人。都有长进，可是他不以此为自满。
That even though he had so much knowledge compared to his peers, he was not satisfied.
保罗他虽然在曾经被很困难的环境里面，可是他也不失望。
And even though Paul is in a very difficult environment, he's not discouraged.
他甚至有时候人家他也能够处丰富，他有很好的环境的时候，他也不骄傲。
When he's in a good situation, he's not
proud.
Oh, he's not proud.
所以我们知道，当我们要追求一个标杆的时候，我们第一个我们要有一个 desire， 有个渴望。
So, when we're chasing after a goal, the first thing we need is to have a desire.
第二个，第一字是我们必须要专注 devotion.
Second is we must have devotion.
因为希伯来书里面告诉我说，我们奔跑的时候，我们要存心忍耐。奔那摆在我们前面的路程，要跑在前面的 goal.
In Philippians, it tells that we need to run and we need to chase after this.
我们只有一件事情。
We only have one thing.
就是要专注于天上来的奖赏。
Is to chase after the prize.
有一个小故事，讲到一个小男孩，他叫做 Billy。
I want to tell you a small story about a boy named Billy.
这个 Billy 他平常笨手笨脚的，所以他在他们球队里面打球的时候，从来没有摆在先发，没有先上让他上场的机会。
So Billy, he was not very athletic. So in sports, he was never placed first.
所以有一天，这个 Billy 突然来跟他的教练一直拜托说：“教练，今天能不能让我从头，我就先让我上去打球？”
One day Billy just asked, "Is it possible that you place me in and I can play the whole game?"
这个教练看着 Billy， 他知道说这个 Billy 他家里面发生了很多事情，他的父亲又病得很重，所以想想就说好吧，今天让你上场打。
All right, so the coach heard this and knew that there's some issues with Billy's family and with his father, so he thought about it, and the coach said, okay, I'm going to let you play today.
结果没想到这个 Billy 一上去的时候，他那天打起球来，那简直不像 Billy。
Amazingly, when Billy started to play, it didn't even look like Billy was playing.
不像 Kobe Bryant.
It looked like he was Kobe Bryant from the league.
哇，他今天这么厉害。
And everyone thought, wow, it's amazing. How is he so good today?
所以他当下来的时候，同学们都来问他，到底你怎么搞的？今天会这么棒啊？
So when he was done playing, everyone was asking, what happened? How come you're so good today?
Billy 他就说了这个原因。
Billy just shared this reason or this.
他说，我爸爸昨天晚上去世了。
He said that last night my father passed away.
今天是我爸爸能够在天上看我比赛的第一场。
And he said, today was the first day that my father, who's in heaven now, can see me play.
因为他爸爸病了这么的久，而且他爸爸的眼睛也瞎了，所以以前的比赛通常没有来看他，没办法来看他比赛。
Because Billy's dad has been sick for a very, very long time, and because of his illness, he's been blind. He hasn't seen Billy play for a very, very long time.
所以 Billy 说，今天是我表演给我天上的爸爸看的第一场比赛。
So Billy said, today was the first day that I can perform for my father who's in heaven now.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天你在地上你做所有的事情，你是做给谁看呢？
All the things that you're doing here on earth, who are you doing it for?
你今天做了一件事情得到你老板的称赞。
You do something and you gain the favor of your boss.
可能你明天同样的努力，可是 for some reason 有什么原因，你的老板就批评你。
And tomorrow you might do the same exact thing, but for whatever reason, your boss is not satisfied or not happy with you.
今天你受了很多的伤害，里面有很多的痛苦。
Today you have a lot of pain and a lot of hurt in your heart.
你跑来找金弟兄讲。
You come and find Pastor King.
你希望金弟兄站在你这一边。
You want Pastor King to be on your side.
结果没想到这个金弟兄每次听完听一半他就开始教训你。
But every time you share with Pastor King your burdens, he starts rebuking you.
所以你觉得简直是这个我找错人了。
And you think to yourself, I found the wrong person.
到处打电话。
And then you start calling other people.
你希望得到人的安慰。
You want comfort from people.
希望得到人的肯定。
You want others' approval.
你一定会失望。
You will be disappointed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们活着要有一个目标。
We live for one goal.
要得到天上的奖赏。
For the prize that's in heaven.
求神恩待我们。求神恩待我们。Have mercy on us.
God have mercy on us.
让我们一步一步地往前走。
That we take it one step at a time.
所以在第十五到十六节里面说到，我们到了什么地步，我们就要怎么行。
So in verses 15 and 16 it says, it says,
我们到什么地步，我们就要到什么地步行。
That we have to.
16.谁能够读一下十六节的英文？ Okay, thank you, Selena. 那就是说我们必须要有 discipline， 我们必须要有纪律。
It means that we need to have discipline.
我们一步一步按部就班的来做。
We have to take one step at a time.
我的时间到了。
My time is up.
但愿今天这个信息成为我们能够影响我们今后的眼光。
I hope that what we share today could really help us to have a bright perspective.
让我们向着天上的标杆直跑。
Let us walk and run toward heaven and the cross.
不浪费我们的时间在其他错误的目标上面。
And let us not waste our time on other destinations that are wrong.
让基督得到我们。
Let Christ take a hold of us. And let us take hold of Christ. Let's bow to pray.
恩主，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
如果这一段话里面我体会的不完全或者有错误的地方，求你的圣灵来更正。
If there's anything that I preached or I said today, Lord, that's not pleasing to you, I just ask for your forgiveness.
主啊，真的，我不是以为我自己已经得着了，我还差得很远。
Lord, it's not that I have that I have already made it. I still fall short.
求主把这个仰望天向前跑的这个力量继续给我们在座的每一位。
Would you give each and every one of us just the desire and the strength to strive toward you, to run toward you?
我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Gerald.